About the din of tumah, the heter of havas korbanos with the tumah. He says the din is learned from the Korban Pesach, from which we learn that says ish ki yeh kovel on nefesh, which tells us that the din of Pesach Sheni is only the ish, an individual person, the ish nitche, the ein tzibur nidochin. That's the makor that Rashi brought, from which we learn to halacha that when there's a question of the tzibur being tomei for any avodas of a korban tzibur, so there's a heter to bring it for tumah as well. The makoris, let's leave aside for the time being, and just try and work out the yesod that the Gemara discussed about this din. The din is that the tumah, there's a heter to bring korbanos for tzibur, even for tumah, the korbanos tzibur. That refers both to tumah of the korban itself, whether the dam or the bosor is tomei, or if the kohen hamakriv is tomei. Either way, whether the psul is the psul of the kohen or the psul is the psul of the korban, for both of them there's a heter to bring a korban tzibur to tumah. The Gemara, the nitin that we had in the sugya, but the Gemara then said to the Geshayla about this heter: is tumah hutra b'tzibur, or is tumah only dechuya b'tzibur? Hutra b'tzibur means that there's no consideration of zinei tumah when it comes to the tzibur, and therefore there's no din even lachatzchila that I have to try avoid bringing it to tumah. It is hutra, so the all zinei tumah with reference to tzibur are not relevant. This has never existed, and it is then when it comes to bringing a carbon tzibur, even if there's an issue of the tumah, but it's not something which one has to consider in any way, to any level. If it's dechuya, then avada is only the Gemara's understanding it. The chuya means that it's only the feed the tzeruch of the korban that there is a heter to do so. It's dochui, because the tzeruch hakrova, the dochui means it's only pushed aside if the necessity, if the need is such that I can't bring a korban without it. But if there's an open in which I can bring the korban, the tara, without doing it betumah, then if it's the chuya, then I'm not entitled to do so. It's only if there is no alternative, I'm stuck with circumstances as a chonish kambrayer to bring the korban, so I'm faced by being the vassal of the tzibur or bringing it to tumah. It's dechuya. At the end of the day, the din is tumah, they give way for the tzeruch korban tzibur, but only dechuya. So the pashtus of the nafkamina between these two shittas, the way we've seen so far, is a shayla whether I'm mechuya to be mahadrinon, as the Gemara calls it. Mahadrinon means, am I supposed to look for an alternative eitzah to bring a korban betara or not? If it's hutra, then there's no din of mahadrinon. I'm not mechuya to look for an alternative korban. If it's the chuya, then I have to look for an alternative. That, in a word, the side of the shayla of the Gemara that we've had today. The Gemara was mavur that this heter that there is for a korban tzibur to be brought for tumah is only when this korban tzibur is only in a korban tzibur which has to be brought at a fixed time, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Pesach, whether it's another zman which is kavua. Because if it's a korban tzibur which is not kavua's man, then there's no reason why I should have to bechal bring it to tumah. I can find alternatives that which the Torah was massive, the korban havas, korban betumah, is the only ba'ifan, even if it's hutra, even if the din is hutra. Well, hutra is only a korban shah kavua's man, then there's no considerations of tumah. But if it's a korban tzibur which is not kavua's man, given the very kavir is man mahadrin at the Gemara, that's the kula alma. That the heter, the sad heter, is only if it's tied into the mitzvah's man. If it's not tied in with the mitzvah's man, then avada, I have to go and find myself an alternative problem. Let's move on a little bit and see how the Gemara continues to handle this bit. Now, and as is the sugya that we're going to be moving on towards involves another very sadistic din. The sadistic din was the Dabai Kodshim, where there's another heter that there is in Havas Korbanos the Kodshim, a total different consideration, which is considered a din of Ritzui Tzitz. Just in a word to introduce the pasuk about what that refers to, although it's discussed extensively in the Hemshech HaSugya. But just let's be magnum, just the makor of this din, and try and place how these two halachas, where these two halachas fit. In Pasuk state, I'm referring to Aaron carrying the tzitz in Parshas Tetzaveh. The hoya mitzvah Aaron, This tzitz is carried on the mitzvah on the Aaron's forehead. The most Aaron is avoid a kodeshim ashe yagdishu b'nei Yisrael l'chol matzvot kodeshim. Carrying the tzitz gives a kapora for the avoid hakodeshim ashe yagdishu b'nei Yisrael. Some avera which may happen in havoah korbanos, the carrying al mitzvah Aaron gives kapora for that, or allows the korban v'yisrael. Even though it may be brought the psul, this pasuk does not tell us mafurish which avina kodshim is venasa ar. What is the ritzi? What is this sit carrying? Which avira in kodshim is it carrying shtetish mafurish in the pasuk? And the Gemara is going to try and work out for hemzah chasuzia which issa kodshim, which psulin kodshim is this pasuk telling us that Aaron's carrying the sit will cover for? But there is another halacha. There's a halacha, the Gemara is going to tell us for Hemshech that this refers to the korbanos which are brought the tumah. The Gemara goes on to tell us how we arrive at that maskona in the pasuk. But the maskona of the Gemara, there is a din that a korban which has brought the tumah has another heter which can cover for this problem in the korban, and that's considered ritzi tzitz. That's the tzitz which Aaron carries covers the problem of korbanos which are brought the tumah. And we're going to see for Hemshech a little bit further down the line. Where the din of Tumahutra B'tzibur figures, where is that placed? Where is that necessary? Where is that relevant? And where is the din of Rich to the Sixth going to be relevant? So where they overlap, where, how they come together. So just bearing in mind these two halachas, let's move on a little bit and learn one or two brises in the Gemara. We'll try and do our best to place the various premises. That both these sugyas are very wide-ranging. The sugya of Ritzi Tzitz is one of the sugya sugyas which we find in Kotrim, we find in Yuma, we find in Bokhul, we find in Menachos, we find in various places. And hopefully, at least from this sugya, we'll be able to get some clarity as to where it applies and what the getter of this din is. Ritzi Tzitz means once it's been done, there is a machleik amongst the Rishonim, whether the Ritzi Tzitz allows you even to go and do it. Does it allow, once it's time, it doesn't allow you to be Batama, it's clearly not, but if it's coming where it allows you ahead to bring her proverb. The simple Ritzi Tzitz, you're right, means a korban which is brought to the Tumah is covered by Ritzi Tzitz, that's for sure. Let's see the Vayda what the Gemara says and try and piece the various dozim around this Sugya Beis Hashem together. Not the Gemara, I was like, where we're up to is two-thirds of the way down on the Gemara on Zayin Amud Aleph. Shteita Azoy. Dam Shenitma, the Zorkoi, the Shogeg Hurza, the Mezid Lehutza. State that if you did Zerika to them which became Tommy, so if this story happened to Shogeg, and for the time being we're going to leave an open mind as to what this Shogeg and Mezid means when we go through this again. But something happened over there, if it's the Shogeg is Hurza, if it's the Mezid is Lehutza. What was the name of state down Rashi? Not Rashi, the Mezid Lehutza, halfway down in the Rashi, but the line or two above the parallel in the Gemara. Although Ritzi Tzitz covers this case where you brought the dam and you did the Zrikas dam betumah, when we're talking about Hurza and not Hurza, we're not talking about whether that korban is actually mechaper or not for the bailin. Although that's the simple touch in Hurza. That's not what I mean. The Rashi made himself in a sugi in Yevamos, but let's just understand what Rashi is saying. Does Rashi have the Hurza mean? It has a complete drop, and then you can even eat the carbon. No, it hurts to me. It's the eye to the carbon, but it's not nechal. So Rashi has it. The afal pishatis merasa. The mezid konsur abono shenei boson nechal, aval baile mir niskapru. Because this thing that the mezid hurts is a knaster rabonon. And the Gemara says that we should knast the rabbanon. They weren't mevakel a korban such that you should bring chulin ba'azora a kosher korban up when you can mach tosu because of the knast the rabbanon. So the level to which they made the knast was that you shouldn't be able to eat the korban, but allows the hechshar korban as it was. Biyun iskapro avo bailin in iskapro deloy neis the chulin ba'azora dohom idereis the chozit. So there's some issue with this korban, which midereis is okay. But the Rabbanon that made the knas for this korban the chol hapach is amazing. Read the Gemara Akash. Sorry? Where do you see that? Yeah, right, let's leave that aside. We'll get back to that, Beis Hashem. But let's just read as much as we've got before us in this text. Read the Gemara. So what does the Gemara want from this writing? So the Gemara, Omiyo Shamino Minei, the love heter. What the Gemara was good.
If Tumah is not Tumah Tzibur,
when a carbon Tzibur, then Tumah is not a consideration of flour.
The fact that the dam became Nitzma is no equal to Avos a carbon. It was past a Knaf. The Mezid, Loi Hurusa, means Chazal made a Knaf, not to say that you're not Yoytzer.
This is a simple
Shabbat. The Chulim Ma'azorah, when he's Gibach the Knaf, but to say that it shouldn't be Nechal. If Tumah is Hutchim and Tzibur, then it's not the Lachat Chayim. This carbon has no consideration. It's not Mugbol to anything in Tumah. What comes Loi Hurusa? What's Shach a Knaf, the Mezid, the Shegig, the Mekonis, or something which has no problem of Tumah as well. And for the Gemara, Hoshna Terek. Kitanya Ahi, the Yochis. It doesn't say anywhere that this is talking about a carbon civil. Or it could have been talking who had in about a carbon civil, which is not Kavua's man, a carbon civil which you can bring any time, which is also not part subject to the head of Hutra B'Civil. However, in a carbon civil, when there's a head of some Hutra B'Civil, it's talking Knaf, the Shogig, the Shmezid. This is talking about a carbon which is not included in the head of carbon civil. Let's talk about a carbon Yochis. A yochid afreng and a shlomim, a afreng and a chassos, whatever it is, he has to bring a korban. He brought it with the tumas adam. So after the halacha is that the mezid, if it was done the mezid, and we'll get to clarify what this mezid means in a minute, there was some mezid over here, it's like orza, because it shouldn't have been done. It shouldn't have been done. There is the ritzui tzitz. And Rashi says that the reason why the b'dayevet is korban is kosher, although it was brought the tumas, is because tzitz merasa. But not the Anas Avin HaKoshim, the Tzitz is Merasa, the Kogun which is brought for Tumma. Let's talk about the Chol HaFokos that was brought for the Evet. So the Tzitz is Merasa for such a thing, so it's Koshim the Kogun ultimately in the Bailim and it's Gapru. But if there was an element of Mazes over here, then notwithstanding the fact that the Ritzui Tzitz is a Kogun is Koshim, it doesn't need to bring another Kogun, but the Bottle is not Mechal. Of a very feel of a Mazes goes to the Evet. But that's all. When it's not talking about a Kogun Sibur, when there's a Hutra B'Sibur, it's Hutra B'Sibur, there's no issue B'Chalal of the heter of this korban. Oh, so the Emes is, as of Yehudah says, Meravos Hashayla was placed to take the kasha. The Emes is, we learned in the three previous sugya, that even when there's a din of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, the korban is Mutra B'Tzibur, and it can be brought like a Tchila B'Tzibur, no problem. But the bottle is not Nechal B'Tzibur, a bottle which is brought machmas with the heter of korban of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur is not Nechal, in a korban Nechal B'Tzibur. Medina Lacha, that was the Gemara before, Hekha the Ikashirai. If we just look at the Rashi at the top, the fourth line of Rashi towards the top of the Omer, the Afar Gav, the Korban Sibyl Korev Batuma, even Hutra, Eina Nechal Batuma, it's not Nechal Batuma. It's a great Pale Bazoi. What has this Sugyas HaGemara got to do with the din of Tumah Sibyl? Tumah Sibyl is bringing the Korban. Maybe you can bring the korban. Doesn't say that you can't bring the korban. It's fake. That's amazing. It's not nechal. Hey, Bazoi, who said that the din that it's not nechal, but emes is not included in the din of tumah hutra b'tzibur b'chol? It's not tumah hutra b'tzibur b'chol. The same does it. I would be most of nochashtikul taich in this problem. That means, although the Gemara b'chayre is right in understanding that if there's a chilek between shogig and mezid, there's a problem over here that there's something that has been done which shouldn't have been done. So the avada that's the stilus in the din of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, the lashonis of the Gemara, the mezid, the shogeg, we've got a problem over here, it shouldn't be done, it shouldn't be done. Avada the Gemara immediately, that's a problem with Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, that's true. But on the other hand, that which the writer tells us that the korban is not nechal, that lachayra would to be true even if Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur it wouldn't be nechal. So the issue of Tumah, Mezid, B'Shegeg, where can there be a problem over here? Mezid, B'Shegeg, Tumah, Hutra, B'Tzibur, Yassi, a good China. But L'Chayre, the Monoshach, the din is that the carbon shouldn't be there because of Hutra, B'Tzibur. That's the China. So to do this, Rabbi, so because it's been Ma'ira, the China, let's learn a Shtikul Tosis. Tosis relates to this. The Kasha of Tosis is clear, the Teres of Tosis is Nishtal Zayfosh. So we'll over those Ebrosh. Bearing in mind that the Gemara says before that Tumah, Hutra, B'Tzibur is not matter the Bosal Achila. The Bamas, it's that Nachal HaShayla over here. So where does the Bosa Mutter, where's the Heter Bosa over here? What happened over here? Look, Tosis has it. Dam Shanitra Vazorka B'mezid Loi Hurutza. Tamerly, my parish. For Loi Hurutza, the Ka'om HaHayla, the Hater Bosa Bachila. That's why the Gemara in Yivomas explains. Loi Hurutza means it's not Hurutza Legamri, it's the Matter the Bosa Bachila. Over here, I'm going to come out with the Lachila, the Amin, and Heter B'tzibur. Legam Bachila, there is no Hurutza B'tzibur B'chol. So, why is the Gemara struggling to understand that Loi Hurtza, even if it's Hutra B'Tzibur, but not the Gabbai Ata Achila? That's not something that you should do. So, in other words, the din that you can eat the basar is only maybe machmas the ritz itzitz, but not the hutter achila. That doesn't allow the basar achila. It's achila.
No, it's okay. It's amazing. Right. 100%. But what does the Gemara want from the din of hutter achila? But what does the Gemara want from this right then? The gabbai hutter achila. That you shouldn't eat it. Who's going to sin is not matter that thing anyway. Imagine it wouldn't be Hutzah B'Tzibah. So we've got new considerations. That maybe it's mostly because of this. They didn't want to rely on the Mezi, the Gabba Achila. Fine, whatever the fact of Raisa is, the Hutzah B'Tzibah is not matter the Bosar. So if we've got a Chilak over here between the Shaking and the Mezi, that's where they can eat the Bosar, and something that's the Shul Shaykh is the Hutzah B'Tzibah, what the Raisa may be differentiating is, and that which Chazal allows you to rely on his ritzu tits to be able to eat the korban, ritzu tits is matter the achila, but not amazing. If the chilek is in shaking amazing, there's a chilek in ritzu tits, it's not a chilek in hutzah b'tzibah, because look at this din of achila, there's no hetzer of hutzah b'tzibah anyway. So this price, in other words, it's got nothing to do with hutzah b'tzibah. Let's talk about it. Yeah. Then Tosis goes and asks another kasha. Lama zan abizul noch ha-shtikul Tosis. L'chayr ha-mashma, d'loy tarach el ha-lamando, am ha-hetur b'tzibah. The kasha is, if you hold hutzah b'tzibah, then this price is difficult to understand. So Tosis va'amai, afil la'mando va'lamando va'tchuyo, even according to the mando va'tchuyo, you can also ask the kasha. Mifrech k'moyda amam ha-hetur huwai, de'atkan le'pligi ala ha-hadure at-hoyrin, koydim ha-krovat ha-korban. The machloik is between hutzah and d'chuyo is, are you machloik to go for look for another korban? But once you've brought the korban, there's no nafkah minah anymore between the heter korban between hutzah and d'chuyo. Are you supposed to bring it? You're not supposed to bring it. Is that machloikis? That was the chilek afkah. But when the afkah was a korban, when there's a heter achila, the oyas achila, you don't find anywhere that the nafkah minah of hutzah and d'chuyo should make any difference in that din. So that is the same thing. Gemara can ask exactly the same question: hutzah, d'chuyo, whatever the chilek is, whatever the din may be, what's the chilek? The chilek is showing the mezi got nothing to do with it. Yes, but the emphasis is that the second kasha is a little bit difficult to understand. It's richtig what Rabbi Yonatan is asking, because l'chayr, what the Gemara means to say is as the emphasis that Oida says is taka is a bit of a Torah chiyum. Because l'chayr, what the Gemara means to be saying is the following: if you hold that it's hutzah b'tzibur, it's mutter to bring it without any further consideration. If was pas shoyge, was pas mezid, in something which is hutzah, there is no mocking for a knas. There's no mocking to say that there were cleaners, even the gavad achila on a korban which you can go and bring lachatchila. If it's the chuyah, then there's no din. You can't bring it a chatzkel. It's marinon. You're supposed to go and look for another korban. It's already, there's a mocking to say that the oifen maybe didn't do the marinon, whatever the halacha was. It's trying to make a difference between shogeg and mezid, legaba the knosses. If the din is that you shouldn't have brought it, if the din is hutzra, then it's mutter to bring all together. Not pas the chala knosses, not home which you can bring. So look at the second kasha, says this is very cautious, that the Gemara's kasha could have, it's true that there's no difference between the hutzah and d'chuyah once it's brought. The chiyuv of the hutzah and d'chuyah is whether you can lachatchila bring it, but the gabba, the knas, there's a mocking to say that the knas is trashed to a korban which the lachatchila, the din is not to bring, rather than lachatchila to bring. But the oid of kash says this does a poshut. But the essence of kash of thesis is that hutzah and d'chuyah doesn't relate to the heter achila b'chal. A korban which is mutabach, muva b'tzibah, because the hutzah b'tzibah is not nechal either. So, be'echruch, this din that you can eat it is machmas atzveit aloch, and whether it is or is not matters that both have to be na'echal, has got nothing to do with hutzah b'tzibah. Don't say so, say. The Yishreim of the Shabbat Parak. Says it makes a very, very interesting cheshmet. So just to see the cheshmet, says without getting too involved in the London, because I'd like to be mashed in the city. The Yishreim of the Parak Shabbat. The man that Omar Heter who, nay, zila achila lesle heter, although it's true that the gabba achila, there is no heter. Hana mila heicha, and he says this as a very yesidistic in the Kudah. The Gemara before which told us that there's no heter of achila takom, which is muva betuma, is talking about when the basar or the mincha, which is what the Gemara before was referring to, was a mincha which became tomei. You did your hakrova, you did your kmita, and the rest of the shirayim were tomei. But the Gemara, although you could bring this korban lachatchila because it's hutzah b'tzibur, but the achila shirayim is not muva. But the achilas habosar is not mutter. That's talking about when the bosar or the mincha is itself tummy. So to go and eat a korban tummy, or to go and eat a mincha which is tummy, it is not intended to do so even if it's mutter. Hutzah b'tzibah allows you to hakrova. It doesn't allow you to eat a korban which is tummy. That's the din v'shteit in the Gemara before.
In our Gemara, we're talking about a totally different halacha. We're not talking about a case where you're going to eat any bottle. The Gemara says this halacha is dam shanitma. The Gittish hasn't been dam. What you're going to eat, you're going to be eating a bottle which is mutter. The bottle itself has no problem. It's a bottle which is tohu. There's no problem. Machnas ati as a bottle that the bottle is tohu. The Mela, that which the Gemara says before, that there's no tuma hutcha b'tibur, doesn't allow you achilas basar, when the basar is tomei, mitonish esen tzad kotzim shenitma. And that hutcha doesn't make any difference to. This Gemara is not talking about eating the tzad kotzim shenitmu. The Gemara is talking about eating from a korban which was brought because the tzadzikah that was the tuma. The halacha is, if a hutcha b'tibur, you should be able to eat such a korban without any further consideration. As it brought for Heter, Gogor, and the Bosa is Heter, Gogor, why should you not eat it? The damn Nitzka, that was Heter. The Bosa now is no problem with the Bosa. That should be Mutter Gomor. If the Korban is only Zichuyot, if the Heter to bring it like a sin is only Nitzka, then the Gemara can understand that there's a mocking to say, a Korban which is brought, but Dichoy, Eschenish, Alokhala Fokh is Bemeji, there's a mocking to make it Knaf. In other words, Sainz is explaining the following. But even that the korban was mutter to bring lechatchila, there was no restriction in havas korban. Then there's no mokim ebezay to be kainas the bosor, if the bosor is mutter. That which the Gemara says before, that there's no heter butcher b'sivul to eat the korban b'tumah. There's a heter havas korban b'tumah, but not achilas korban b'tumah is when the korban is tumah. The korban is tumah, you can't eat it. Finished. There's no heter to eat it because you can bring it. Or if the korban is not tummy, the korban is kosher, dam is nitma, so the korban is not the problem over here. The problem is that the korban was brought for tumma. So the place says, if there's tumma, hutra b'zibur, what? There's no problem with bringing b'zibur, there's no reason why you should eat the korban. If the halacha is tumma, is the chuyah b'zibur, then there was a restriction in the korban, ahavos a korban, then there's a mokum to understand that the achilas a korban will be awesome. Look, all the fuck is amazing, there's a mokum to make it. How can it? So get back to the state, a braisa which tells us that we make a knaf not to eat the bosor, if the maize it was brought the tumah, or not then, but the Gemara and Ochanami, if you hold hutra b'sibur, then this knaf, there's no mokim for this knaf b'chlau. If you hold duchuya b'sibur, then there's a mokim to make this knaf. The Gemara says, if you hold tumah's hutra b'sibur, then this braisa is talking about a korban, which is nishkin korban b'sibur b'chlau. It's not talking about a korban, which is nishkin korban b'sibur b'chlau. Korban yachid, where there was no hutra b'sibur. So the hesa havur was nothing to do with the din of hutra b'sibur. The hesa havur was because of the din of ritzli fish. One of them says the Gemara, that of them is the knaf. Look how the pochus amazed it. That you should not, or not the hesa havur, let's not call it. The fact that it was a zrap, the hesa havur is something which we need to consider. Oh, but the Heksha HaKorban was because of the Ritzu thing. Nothing to do with the day of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Either they have them stated in the Gemara that the mocking to be kindness, not to allow you to do the Achilas HaKorban. Avada, the Korban is a Korban Tohu. If it is a Korban Tomei, then even if the Hutra B'Tzibur, there will be no Heksha to eat of it. Very simple. Let's move on a little bit. So the way that we're aware of these things, Hutra B'Tzibur, that's one thing. There's a din that, even when it's not hutra b'tzibur, the korban will be kosher, the tumah, machmas the din of ritzit tzitz. Oh, but if it's machmas the din of ritzit tzitz, there's a mokim to be done, chilukim as to whether the mezid or lachatzini allow the achilas havo. Whether ritzit tzitz allows you to do No, absolutely not. The question is that for Korban Tzibur, maybe we don't need it because we go to the Tzibur. That's the question we can get to in a minute. I'd like to get that ball. Yes. Toshima, what was the Nochah Bryce? Almar Tzitzmirat. So this Bryce talks about Ritzit Tzitzmafurish. The previous Bryce did not mention Ritzit Tzitz. It wasn't Muchach in the previous Bryce that we were talking about Ritzit Tzitz at all. But that's the way Rashi understands the previous Bryce. Think it's that. Go state in the Gemara now a new Bryce. Almar Tzitzmirat. What's this din of Nosa Aranas of Eidah Kodshim? What does it cover? But the Gemara answers, Al Adah, Balabosa, and the Halovin, Shenitma, Bein Beshegeg, Bein Bemezid, Bein Beinus, Bein Beinus, Bein Berotzen, Bein Beyochid, Bein Beinus. If you've got parts of these korbanos, which were Nitma, whether it's the dam, which is Neger the Zrika, whether it's the Bosa, whether it's the Chela is Neger the Hakrova, the Bosa is Neger the Achila. Any part of these korban, part of the korban which is nitma, After that is a halacha that there's a ritzitzi. Bein b'shoyge, bein b'meizid, bein b'oynes, bein b'rotzen. Whether it was b'shoyge, b'meizid, b'oynes, b'rotzen, however this was done, this is merasa, bein b'korban yochid, bein b'korban tibu. Dr. Rashi. Alma sits merasa. This is even also aras ha'meina kochim, she'irotzi levailet. Rotzen, she'aru b'chal meizid, ala gaba oynes, shayach v'meizidnei rotzen. Rashi already has a problem in the terminology of the Braisa. Mezid and Rotzen is the same thing. Rashi says that the Mishnah Braisa is contrasting Shogeg. Shogeg means you forgot the Issa, connected them as Mezid. Oynes means you had to, was Nitzma, bought the Kfir of some kind. Connected that you got Rotzen is the contrast. Oynes, Mezid contrast to Shogeg, although they both mean the same. Beinah Tzibur. Shetach Mufurish in the Braisa. Now you can't come and tell me that Ritzi Tzitz is only talking about Korban Yochid. The statement before is Bein the Yochid, Bein the Tzibur. And state that the Tzitz is Merasa. Zot Rashi, Umid the Boy, Tzitz the Ritzuya, Shema Mino Alav Heterhu. You can see that there's no Hutra but Tzibur, otherwise what do you need Ritzi Tzitz for? What's the track in the Bryce? The Bryce is the state before is you need Ritzi Tzitz for Korban Tzibur. If there's no Hutra but Tzibur, what's that for Ritzi Tzitz? Yes. Uma Bein Yochid le Tzibur, Shahal Yochid ain't Tumas Aguf Nitcha Etloi, Shahin Aptitz Miratza al Tumas Aguf. The Shal Tibur Nitchas Tumas Aguf Etlom, the loyalty they sit. Mirshamina Mino, Midaboy Tumas Bosov Oilin, Besibu, you need to have Tits Miratza, Shmamino, Tumas Aguf, Shanitchas Etlom, the Kishin Nitchas, the Kultama de Masin Aduri Atarma. What is it? What is the Rashi telling us? The Rashi telling us the first thing is the following. Number one, the Gemara's kasha, let's understand the Gemara's kasha divided straightforward. The Gemara's asking a simple, straight kasha. If it tells us that we need Ritzui Tzitz for a Korban Tzibur, then the Chayra, there is no good Hutra the Tzibur. If it's Hutra the Tzibur, then you don't need Ritzui Tzitz. They don't overlap Hutra the Tzibur and Ritzui Tzitz. If it's Hutra, it's Hutra. It doesn't need any Hatserim. It's Mutra the Gamri. It's Mutra totally. Even though we don't need Ritzui Tzitz. So if the Braith is telling us that we need to have Ritzui Tzitz, we've got a problem already with the Tzim Tzibur. So before we get further involved in when we do and we don't need it, just let's divide and deal with this kasha and teretz of the Gemara. Not the Gemara, the Esau Kedaita Tumah Heter the Tzibur. Lama the Ritzui? Well, don't come Ritzui Tzitz of Heter the Tzibur. Heter the Tzibur is a blanket Heter which doesn't need any backing up with anything else. Well, don't come Ritzui Tzitz. And for the Gemara, one of two ways we're going to learn this right. Either, Omar Lacharav Nachman, Kika Tone Atzitz Meratza the Yochid. That means to say like this. Tzibur Taka is mutter anyway. The Braisa is telling us everything that covers. Some need the Ritzui Tzitz and some don't need the Ritzui Tzitz. Shekhar Hamashis Miratza means it's the next which will make sure that everything's covered. Well, Shekhar, Bein Yochid, Bein Tzibur, Bein Tzibur is anyway mutter Bamas. We don't need the Tzitz to relate to the Tzibur directly because Tumas Hunter Tzibur. But the Bein Tzibur of Yochid needs to have Tzitz Miratza. So the Braisa is telling us Alochas, which Sahaka refers to all of them, although technically the Ritzui Tzitz doesn't belong to the Tzibur because it's not to the Tzibur. That's the first suggestion in the Gemara. Ibo Yisei Ma'aposh Teferet. Afil Yisei Mubis Tzibur Ba'aloz Yilei Kivir Azma. In a case which is a carbon Tzibur which is not Kavua Azma, of them it's not there, Shem Hutra B'Tzibur. Hutra B'Tzibur is only based on the Makarif in Pesach, only when it's a Kol which needs to be brought in a certain time, a certain day. Then there's Hutra and Gansan, there's no consideration of Tzibur, it's not at all together. Of a carbon sibul which can be brought any time, the pile and dovas of sibul and other carbonas which don't have any particular date of havor, in the stock and hesed to bring it the sibul, even if it's hutchot is not there is no kavuas ma. The maidens of the Gemara, it's richtig to understand this brisa that the tzitz is merasa bein the sibul bein the yochid. In a case where there's no hesed of carbon sibul because it's not a carbon, the most carbonic sibul are tied with his ma, most of them. Shabbos, the Shchedesh, Moyadim, Yomim Tevim, that's most Korbonos Tzibur. There are one or two Korbonos which are brought on behalf of the Tzibur, Havid Azorah, there are various Korbonos which are brought on occasions, not regularly, which those are not Kavuas. Man, and like I say, they're not included in the head of Hutra B'Tzibur, and for those we need to have it. So we've got two ways of understanding how the Ritzui Tzitz is necessary in the Braisa, even though it's Hutra B'Tzibur. Either for the din of Yochid, or for the din of Sibyl, which is not covered by the din of Sibyl. So now let's get back to understand over what was the Shakir of the Gemara. The Gemara was happy to understand this Braisa.
If we understand the din of tuma, the chuya is tuma. If it's chutzah b'tzibul, then the Gemara doesn't understand why we need to have ritzah yitzib. And the first question that we need to ask ourselves is, we need to ask ourselves two decisions of the shayla on this Gemara. Question number one. If you hold that tuma is the chuya b'tzibul, then the Gemara is happy with this, right? The Gemara's kasha was, Isal kedaita tuma hetu b'tzibul, so what do I need to do with this? Well, you bring the other side. And if you hold the chuyah b'tzibul, so what do you need to do with this? If it's the chuyah b'tzibul, what's the chuyah b'tzibul? So what's the chuyah? What's this is giving me if you hold the chuyah b'tzibul? And that it seems, and that's the way Rashi understands the Gemara, that the heter of tumah the chuyah b'tzibul can't work on its own. It can only work with the din of ritzitzit. There's some shutzvot over here between the din of ritzitzit and this heter of the chuyah b'tzibul, which collect together, they allow us to go and bring this korban, or the din of tumah the chuyah b'tzibul works. However, that's the simple type of the Gemara. If it's butcher of the sibyl, it doesn't need any backup of any system without the butcher. There's no considerations of some of the sibyl. The ritzi sits is not relevant to a korban sibyl if it's butcher. However, if it's tumah is the chuyah of the sibyl, then the Gemara understands that the sits is merak on a korban sibyl as well, because the ether of tumah the chuyah of the sibyl requires ritzi. That's number one. Okay, let's put that to the side for the time being. We have to understand that. But that's the fact of Shtek Gemara that says that various Gemara, Sutra, the Tzibur, need the back of the written Tzibur. And now we'll ask our Tzveta Shaila. So it's Chuyah of the Tzibur needs the written Tzibur. Sutra doesn't need the written Tzibur. And now we've got our Tzveta Shaila. And I'll begin the Shaila in the din of Tzumah Hutra, the Tzibur. Let's understand this din. In the din of Tzumah Hutra, the Tzibur, the halacha is that Hutra, the Tzibur doesn't require written Tzibur. There's no din, we don't need written sits for some of the din. So when is the din of written sits no day? When do I have written sits? When do I need to have written sits? The terrace is, if we're talking about carbon yochi, or there are carbon civil which is not covered as man. So there is no head to the civil. Put your civil, doesn't need written sits, you can bring it freely, you can even eat it. The Gemara says previously, there's no restriction. So when is written sits no day if you hold some hutra b'tzibul? The Torah says there's no geah when there's a hutra b'tzibul. You've got a korban yochid, you've got a korban tzibul shalinkavu as man, it became tome, you brought it to the dam, you brought the chelev of the mizbeah, a great avera, you even ate it in tumas, all the averas that may have been done, but no sa'ar as avena korshim. Any avera that's been done with avena korshim covers, ritzi tzitz will be mechapa for that avera. Whether it allows to do it like a chelev, we're going to leave for the time being, but the avera, a whole meal, that it's mechaper, it allows the ritzah tov, when you did zrikas adam with dam tome, which is possible. Ritzah is it. It's the carbon works. It's all fine. There is no tumah hutra b'tzibul because it's not a carbon tibul, it's not covered as man, it's not covered by hutra b'tzibul. So there's a dinner ritzah is which is not negev dinner hutra b'tzibul. That's fine. Now we have to understand another halacha. In the halacha of tumah d'chuyya b'tzibul, state in Rashi, in the Gemara, but that only works, the din of Tchuy B'tzibul only works together with Ritzitzit. So the Zekim and Fregan Ashayla, so what's the din of Tumah Tchuy B'tzibul Negev for B'chlap? Tepuk Klei, that was the din of Ritzitzit. Tepuk Klei, that was the din of Ritzitzit. So here Rashi tells us the Yisrael, which is Gebot and a Gemara in a very important Gemara, which Rashi tells us, and we'll get to see this in Furish and Zai. Rashi says like this, the Gemara in Zvachim Dachshund at the Pesuk. That is Rashi brings it in Chumash. State the Nosa Arnas Avayna Kodshin, which means that Ritzitzit will help for Avayna Kodshin. You know what Avayna Kodshin means? If the Dam is Tomei, if the Bosa is Tomei, that's the considered the Tumas HaDam or the Oilin, the Bosa that you put on the Mizbeah. Ritzitzit. It's Mechapa for you to do so. However, it's only Mechapa for Avayna Kodshin, but not for avoid a magadishim. It's the kohen who brings it, is Tommy, Dr. Gemara, send this talking with me. There's no ritzitzit which covers avoid a magadishim. Avoid a kodshim means only the chesed of the kodshim, whether it's the dam, whether it's the chaylev, whether it's the bosom, this is the mafurish in the Gemara.
Almas is Mirata, Al Adam, Al Abosa, Al Achayev, Shalitzma. Now I want to ask you, Shaila, what happens if the claim is Tommy? So it is it. Avayna Kodashim, Veloi, Avayna Makdishim.
Doesn't help. Now I've got a Shaila, what happens if I've got a Kodan Sibyl? Where I've only got a claim, Tommy, to bring it. That's one of the Purusha cases that we find in the din of Chuyah B'Sibyl.
The heter of Tuma Duchuyah B'Sibyl allows you even to bring the Korban.
And the coin is coming. And there is no Zitzitzit. Hey, Bazoi, it's not good enough just to rely on the din of Zitzitzit without the din of Tumah Duchuyah B'Sibyl. Because the din of Tumah Duchuyah B'Sibyl covers us the cases where Zitzitzit doesn't work. For example, Koina Magdishin. When the coin is coming, Elfish can Zitzitzit. That's the way Rashi understands the Pshuta. That is the Purush. We'll get to see the Rashi again in time. When the coin is coming, there's no but you can bring the Kolban because of that din of Tuma, the Chuyah. Let's read this Rashi inside. And after that, I'm afraid I'm going to get shy. This halacha of Rashi is a halacha which troubles many of the Achrenim. This is Achrenim for sure. Because they pose the following question. This is the following question you have to ask ourselves. What state in Rashi, the Sefer Shaldova, in the din of Tuma, the Chuyah, B'Sibyl, and the din of Ritzitzit? Tuma, the Chuyah, B'Sibyl tells us that when you need to bring this korban, the tumma, you can do it even when there's no ritzitzit. For horaya, when the kohen amakriv needs to be bring this, and you only get a kohen tomei, there's avayna makdishim, which ritzitzit doesn't cover for, the kohen can go and bring the korban. So tumma dechuyah the tzibah allows you to bring the korban even when ritzitzit is not relevant. How are we supposed to understand the need? What does the brayta say? That when the boso, the dam is tomei, then I need ritzitzit, even though if someone is duchuya b'sibul, that's what the Gemara's kasha was. The Gemara's kasha was, basically, if it's duchuya b'sibul, I understand why I need ritzitzit when the dam is tomei, or when the boso is tomei, or when the chilev is tomei. I don't understand. If I can manage with someone duchuya b'sibul and avoid the magnesium, when the kohen is tomei to bring it, I don't need ritzitzit. So why all of a sudden do I need the ritzitzit to be able to help bring the korban when the dam is tummy? If tummy duchuyah b'sibyl can help me when the kohen is tummy, when ritzitzit does not help me, so why can't I do exactly the same thing when the avodah hakodesh is tummy, where for that I need ritzitzit? That's my purush in the Gemara. Nachamu. Let's understand what this braisa is saying. The braisa is saying, alma asis meratzah. Or what is the din of a nos avodah hakodesh? On dam, on both. So let's talk about dam. Dam shenitma, you need ritzitzit to be matter this korban. Is a korban possible? It's matter the korban because of the din of ritzitzit. Wait, the Gemara, Bishlein, if you hold some of the chuyah b'sibyl, I understand this. Why should I need them both, Beitachnish? But the Gemara say, the chuyah b'sibyl, I understand the concept that the chuyah b'sibyl goes along with ritzitzit. Ritzitzit after, name the yochid, name the sibyl, if it's the chuyah b'sibyl, vashlech ritzitzit. Hutcha b'tzibur doesn't work. Can the Gemara says it's true? Hutcha b'tzibur, I don't need ritzitzit. This Gemara is either talking about yochid or korban tzibur where there's no kabuazma. Fine. But let's kind of focus the vayra on the din of tumah duchuyah b'tzibur. If tumah duchuyah b'tzibur, the Gemara says that the heter in the dam is only with ritzitzit. Say it. Regis there. He will say, when is the din of tumah duchuyah b'tzibur relevant if I've always got ritzitzit? This is the kasha that Rashi poses. And Rashi says it's relevant when the kohen is tomei. When the kohen is tomei, I don't have it in a ritzitzit. This is how the kapella. If tumah duchuyah b'sibyl can work without ritzitzit, when the kohen is tomei, so why does the amat tismeratz al adam shenitma, which the Gemara says the amat duchuyah b'sibyl is a ritzitzit? Why should I need ritzitzit when the dam is tomei if I don't need ritzitzit when the kohen is tomei? That's the greatest shaila. But let's divide the reader Rashi. Beidah Tzibur, again, Nochamu. Tonera Toshima. Almas is Merat Sal Adam, Bala Bosa, Bala Chelev, She Nitzma, Bein Beshegin, Bein Bemezit, Bein Beoines, etc. Beit the Gemara, if it's Hutcher B'Tzibur, why do I need Ritzitzit for Tzibur, Korban Tzibur? So the Gemara is true, if it's Hutcher, don't, this price, it doesn't refer to Hutcher, it's not Kavu Osman, etc. Look, Rashi has it. Bein B'Tzibur. Umid Boi Tzitzur Ritzuyei. And because I need the ritzitzit in order to be, for my korban to be kosher, shmami no lav hetahu. It's not hutra b'tzibur. It's only the chuya. So what then is the difference between yachid and yachid and a carbon simcha? A carbon yachid also has mitzvah tzitzit. Rashi goes on to ask the next question. If I always eat the carbon tzitzit, what is the din of the chuya mitzvah negea? A mitzvah tzitzit helps for a carbon yachid also. She's made the yachid, made the tzitzit. And I always need to come on to mitzvah. So once I tell you from the chal, the din of the chuy b'tzibur. So Rashi, ma ben yochid b'tzibur, shah yochid ein tumas haguf nitcha esloi. The halacha that Ritzit says, hal for chal ben yochid is not on top of the goof of the koyin. Shein asit merata al tumas haguf. Because the tzitz doesn't help the tumas haguf. It doesn't help the koyin amagdishim. It only helps the tumas ha-oilin, the tumas adam. For that I need the din. Of what's a betzibur, the chuyah betzibur, v'shel tzibur, zot Rashi, nitches tumas haguf etzlom. The loyal he makes it. Without a tzitz. That begs the question. If the tumas the chuyah betzibur without a tzitz when the kohen is tumay, then why is the tzitz merata for the vein of dam when the korban is tumay? But Rashi is saying that clearly over here, behold, tumas the chuyah betzibur, and he reads the tzitz when the boss or the dam is tumay, and I don't need Ritzu Tzitz. There is a din when someone will do Tchuyah B'Tzibur without the din of Ritzu Tzitz, which is where the din of Tchuyah B'Tzibur will be different between Yochid. Where is this halacha of Tzibur if it's always combined in combination with Ritzu Tzitz? Ritzu Tzitz covers the Yochid also. Where's this klal of someone who's Tchuyah B'Tzibur? So Rashi, I'll tell you where. When the Kohen is Tomei. It's true. When the Dam is Tomei, the Bosa is Tomei, you don't need the whole din of Tchuyah B'Tzibur. Because the Ritzu Tzitz will cover you, and Ritzu Tzitz doesn't need it in Tzibur, because it says, Bein B'yochid, Bein B'tzibur. The halacha that I will need, the halacha, the din of Tzimur D'chuyah B'tzibur, where is that relevant? Where does it come on its own? When Avonah Ma'adishim, where the Tzitz doesn't cover for that, then the din is all D'chuyah B'tzibur. Fine. But that causes a question that the mathematics is very difficult to understand. When you're talking about the Avonah of the Dam, then the halacha is that although it's D'chuyah B'tzibur, you need Ritzu Tzitz. That's with the brace. I'm a sit merata. I've a damn tummy. Together with the chuyah, if you hold the chuyah. The Gemara is very happy with this brace, you hold the chuyah. Both have a chum, sit merata, is the chuyah, but what do I need it for? Maybe the chuyah, maybe the yachid. Why is that? No. The rashi, need the boy, it's a sit. Shmami, no, tummy, the chuyah. Which means that it's a sit and the chuyah goes together. This is the shayla, and the next rashi goes on to explain. So when is the din, the chuyah, barabim, no gea?
Where is the difference between
Rabbin and Yochid? If anyway always got this halacha of Ritzu Tzitz, which is Shaykh for Yochid, where's the din of Rabbin? Rashi, Bavoy Nakoyim, Bavoy Namagdishim, where there's no din of Ritzu Tzitz, then the Dchuyah the Tzibur it will work. Or the Mori de Kepele is Tachmer Eyebein Amonavshach. By the Thomas Adam, I need Ritzu Tzitz together with the din Dchuyah the Tzibur. That means to say that the din Dchuyah the Tzibur on its own does not help. You need to have Ritzu Tzitz, which could work for Yochid as well. True. There actually seems to be saying that damn Tommy, there's no difference between Tzibur and Yochid. And that Gemina of the Din Tzibur is, where then you need the Din of the Chuyah B'Tzibur, whether Ritzu Tzitz is not like it. So we'll get back to that because in a minute.
It's not talking about the curtain.
I just want, before we get back to try and understand, that was Amoritika, that this pillar, as I say, is a pillar which many of the Achreinim try to understand. If the three of the sivers are on its own, which Behechich is going to be Kavaveda Magnesium, so why is it, does the Gemara understand that whether the Tumah Saddam, you need to have the Ritzu Tzitz for that as well? There's just one point, a side point that I'd like to mention over here, before I'd like to try and get back to that Shaila. And that is, there's a very important discussion that the Gemara has in Menachos about the Sira between these two brises. The previous brisa tells us the following. Dam shenitma v'zorke b'sheikik hurtze b'mezid loy hurtze. So there's a knas. When Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur is not Negev, the Gemara says that with Hutra B'Tzibur there's no reason to make any knosses. So in the Chanam, it was with Kobe, Yochid, or Kobe B'Tzibur, not Kobe, as man, fine. So there's a knoss on Mezid and not on Shogig. So there seems to be some limitation in the heter of the Ritzu Tzitz, and the Mezid in Ishtokan heter, at least not the Gabba Achilles HaKorban. The next writer says, Al-Mah Tzitz Meratze, Al-Adam, Al-Abosav, Al-Achirev, Shenitzva, Bim B'Shegi, Bim B'Mezid, Tzitz, the previous writer says that the mezid, you're koinus,
You don't allow the rich to exist. The chol apoch is the gabbah achilas bosa. And the next brayser says that you're not allowed. There's no knas. The next brayser says that you're allowed to eat everything. Bein b'shege bein b'mezit. That kasha Tosfos brings from the Gemara Menachos, and it's very interesting. The Gemara Menachos has two ways of understanding how to reconcile the first brayser, which is kainis b'mezit, and the second brayser says b'chur is not kainis b'mezit, with the svaras lakana lakana. So let's have a look at the Tosfos inside. We'll see a few lines of the Tosfos where Tosfos brings this chilek. Tosfos says like this: Hodin el kama b'mezid lehurt, v'ocha kama d'marachta afal amezid, v'peri ha'pei mitzvah b'makshav ha'ashach, v'ikhe l'mandu v'shani tuvosli v'shegig in b'mezid loy, z'rikosli b'in b'shegig b'in b'mezid, v'ikhe l'an l'mandu ama ipchel. So Tosfos has like, everybody agrees that the difference between the first brayser and the second brayser is the difference between if the tumah happens in the mezid or the zrika happens in the mezid. You can't learn the brayser two ways. State as look. Dam shenitma v'zorke b'shoyge hurta b'mezid lehurta. What was b'mezid? The tumah tadam was b'mezid or the zrika tadam was b'mezid? It became tumah and then it did zrika. The Shegeg the Mezid, was the Shegeg in the Zrika or was the Shegeg in the Tumas Adam? Which one was the Shegeg or the Mezid? The Gemara Menachos says that the difference between Brayta A and Brayta B is what was the Shegeg and what was the Mezid. Was it the Dam was Nitzvah the Shegeg or was it the Zrika Tadam was Nitzvah the Shegeg? The first Brayta says the Mezid is Koinus. The second Brayta says the Mezid is not Koinus. And there is a svara to be mechalak between whether the dam was nitzvah b'mezid or whether the zrika happened b'mezid. But there is a machlokes, which way is more mestaber? Now, I don't want to get involved in big arikas, but I'd like to get to the tesis, the yesh leima of the tesis, in the third right line of tesis, where tesis explains the yesh leima. The ain't svara lechalak b'dereisa b'in shegig b'mezid anyway. Whatever the chilek is going to be, it's not going to be midiraisa whether it's miracle or not. It's just a shachalik. It's probably miracle, whether it's some of the mazes brought the havos. So the rikab amazes. If it works, it doesn't. The schilik between shegig and mazes can only be in knosses rabbon. And Taisa says, "Beibe shegig, beibe mazes, leibe zikav, leibe tumah. The vaday midiraisa miracle becholinim. The chiluke the mafleginim ben shegig the mazes haina midrabonov. The schilik in knosses rabbonov." The market of Islay or the market of Islay. What does that mean? It says it explains the sporas that there are to be mechalak each way round. The man b'tumah. There is one man that almost says that if the tumah was b'mezid, then there's more rocking to make knas. Why? Lefisha nir la yoyse la hachme b'nitma b'mezid b'shum da schalt is the psuli. This is where the problem began. Nitma b'mezid, that chilek is more chomor and there chazal saw it more fit to make it knas. So the first brayser, according to this man, the Omer, is b'mezid, where it was nitzvah b'mezid, even if the zrika was b'shegeg, he didn't remember that it was tumah. He said, nitzvah b'mezid, that's the svara for the knas. The second brayser is talking about where the nitzvah was not b'mezid. The zrika was b'mezid, maybe b'shegeg, maybe b'mezid, that doesn't matter. That is no knas. That's the first man, the Omer. So the says there's another, the lunis chav lasis nitzvah, he's not eating in the zrika, if he's being metameh it before the zrika. The nitzvah of the mezid has got two reasons why one man doma holds its word. Tosfos chol it's the tchilas atzul before it's the first connection with tumah, and Tosfos is being metamet at the time when it's not itzvah b'mitzvah. So there the tumah is more chomor, and therefore there the mezid yekoydes. Avo v'zrika the tumah loykamzino. It's a v'zrika the tumah loykam loykamzino. And according to this man doma, kima the last tchilas psuluhu. There's no doctor, the other man holds pocket that there's more mistaba to make the knaf on the zrika b'tuma than there is on a kabbalah tuma. So we've got two brises. One brise says there's a knaf if this was done b'mezid b'tuma. The next brise says if you're out today the shaving then b'mezid. And of them, Zoktesis, the chilek between them, they're both talking about the dam. The first price is the dam, the second price is the dam. And of them, that's the Sugi Aruchim Menachos, which discusses there's a chilek between the knas of the mezid, where you are koinus and where you're not koinus, as to whether the tumah happened in the
Zrika,
so whether tuma happens in the dam koydim as zrika, and there's different stories in which way we can apply the knas. Is it more misabah to make the knas when the zrika was bestowed, or is it more misabah to make the knas before the zrika where he did it the mezid? That's how we can reconcile the two brides. Either the knas is in the zrika, the knas is in the kabbalah tuma, in order to know where it is. Now I'd like to get back just to relate b'ktora to this great shaila that we've got in the brides. So at the end of the day, just to understand and clarify the halachas that we're seeing. That's very, very important just to know. There's a halacha of ritzitzit. Ritzitzit covers bein the yochid, bein the tzibur, which is mefurish in this brisa. Bemezid and beshoigig is subject to two brisas, where sometimes bemezid there was a knas, sometimes bemezid no knas. And Rashi says the knas is only the gab achilas a korban. The korban is nisrata, the kosher korban. Anyway, they never made a knas to require a new korban. So let's be clear. When a korban is brought, the tumah, the dam was tomei, the bottle was tomei, whatever it may have been, tomei, the korban is kosher, the korban is meratzah of aloi fanim, because of ritzitzit. Bein b'yochid, bein b'dibur, is ritzitzit. There's a consideration that sometimes there's a knaf not to eat it, depending on exactly which stage the tumah may have been. That's as I think it is. Over the heta, korban is mutter. Ritzitzit is Ras and Mamasa, a korban which is brought to Tumah. Whether Ritzitzit allows you to go and do it, like a chachilah when it becomes Tumah, is a discussion which we'll leave for next time. But the Vayner state Ritzitzit is Maser, a korban which is brought to Tumah, without the din of Tchuyah B'tzibur, without the din of Hutra B'tzibur, that's Bein B'yoch is Bein B'tzibur. Kosher, the korban is a korban kosher, and maybe even. But the din of Ritzitzit has one very important limitation. The din of ritzitzit only helps the avena kosher. Only if the dam is tomei, the muscle is tomei, the chelev is tomei, you brought it to tuma, the tzitzit is meratzah, it's machapa for such an avena. It is not meratzah, it is not, does not machshir a korban where the kohen are maybe the tomei. For that, there is no ritzitzit. And if the kohen brought it to tuma, the korban was to be a korban possible as far as the din of ritzitzit is concerned. However, there is a new din, which can help, which helps us in the certain circumstances, not for a korban yochid. If a kohen brings the tumah, brings the korban yochid, the problem is that the korban has no ritzui. But for a korban tzibur, there's a new consideration, which is the din of tumah hutra tzibur, which covers even the tumah of the kohen, which is either hutra altogether, matir legamri, without even a necessity to go and find a kohen tohe. On Huadin, it would also cover the tumor of the dam, no necessity even to look for something. The Chatzela, which is Tohir, you can go and bring it. But all these considerations that may even be B'mokim Ritzitzit in Ishtok and Alokha Hutsu B'tzibur is Mokim Ritzitzit. Then is a very interesting halach. It's also true that the Kohen Amevi will also be kosher. And it's also true if you've got no choice, you can bring the Kohen, you can go and bring it without any Ritzitzit, because Ritzitzit does not cover cases of Avos, it doesn't come. If we're talking about the origin where the dam is coming, and you need to go ahead and bring the dam because you've got no choice, you're coming to the Tzuyah B'tzibur, so you can go and do so, but that requires the din of Ritzitzit. That requires only Meratzah. There may even be Nafkaminas, we'll see the Gemara on the base, the Tzitzit may not be Meratzah under all circumstances. About Al-Kaponim, the Gemara says that Tumas Hadam is Musa B'Hakrova. Only machmas ritzitzit. Lamando hutcher ritzibur. We don't need ritzitzit. And the shaila that we need to understand is the chlamonoshach. If hutcher ritzibur, but when the kohen amakriv brings it, where there's no ritzitzit, then he can still bring it. So why do we say that when the dam is tomei, the lamando amad tumah duchuy ritzibur only works with ritzitzit? And that's the first in the brayso. Al ma'asit merata, al adam shenitzma, the man dama hutcha b'tzib, duchuya b'tzib, it refers to even when there's a duchuya b'tzib, and we're just, how the two things work together. Now, just hang your voice in 2 minutes, one of the yisaydus is the door in the achrinim, and that is the yisaydus dik achilik, between a korban where the makrib is possible, and a korban where the korban is possible. And that is the following. When we talk about the problem of the makrib being possible, so we've got an issue to go and bring this korban, because the kohen is not allowed to bring a korban to tumah. We've got an issur which may even be potent, may even be out of the korban. But the psul is not in the korban. We don't have any problem with the korban itself. The psul is the issur that the kohen has to bring it. Then the halacha is, the chuyah b'tzibur, the issur is not a consideration.
whatever it may be. If I need to bring it, I can bring it. And this instance to bring it is not a consideration. If I get to the situation where I need to bring it for tumah, notwithstanding the fact that the claim is for me, the chuya b'sibur or hutra b'sibur for sure, but even the chuya b'sibur can take care of that, although there's no restriction. Because what stands in my way of this korban is the issa of havoah sakayid to bring it b'sibur. At the end of the day, the issa has a hesed. The issa is nitcha. The issa is nitcha. You can go ahead and bring the korban. The korban is the korban kosher. When I'm talking about damshin nifsal, I've got another consideration. It's not just a question of doing an avoda because of the issa. The dam itself is possible. Dam is in a row. The korban is a possible korban. And it should be no issa. Leave the issa aside. A damshin nitzma is doch mishmeratze. A damshin nitzma can ishon can echshar korban without the problem of the issa. Like I've also got shtikel teyus going kamal gadoy rachoyin. Then dafal hover ritzu tit. But I need the hetzer, the duchliya b'sibur is only mafcha the hetzer. But the tool that I have in the korban, for that I still require the dinner ritzu sits in order to take away the ikum that will be the problem machmas the b'sul in the korban. If I hold hutra b'sibur, this is the chilish of the story. The chilish is, if I hold hutra b'sibur, then there's no concern. Tumah is not a discussion. If it's not a discussion, it's not a discussion. Not in the korban and not in the korban. But if I hold duchliya b'sibur, then there is a problem of tumah. So here I've got two considerations. I've got a problem of tumah in the korban. I've got a problem of tumah with the coin. And them stated in the Gemara, the chuyah b'sibah, there's no resistance on the coin. It doesn't exist. Oh, but the chuyah b'sibah can get around that problem. Emma. Now, Shain Kane, when I'm talking about the problem in the korban itself, without resistance, the chuyah b'sibah won't manage to help. Because at the end of the day, it's only a dichri, and therefore the issue tumah still applies, and therefore the issue tumah in the korban, I need to have resistance on the korban all day. That's a very, very interesting lomdish achilik as to why. And the greatest shayla that we're trying to find for is the following. If the chuyah b'sibur works without ritzui tits when the kohen is coming, and that's the achilik, just remind ourselves, lomdish aside, let's remember about the klolim, the dinim that we've learned. The dinim that we learned is that where ritzui tits applies banners, ritzui tits can be bein the yochid, bein the tibur, but it only works in the soul of the korban. The halacha of the tumah duchuya b'tzibur can work. The extra din that duchuya b'tzibur has, ma ben yochid b'tzibur, is if the kohen is a kohen tamei, there's no din anymore for it to sit, and the korban yochid will become fossil. There, the halacha is it's mutter because of din of duchuya b'tzibur. That question that we're trying to understand is if duchuya b'tzibur can stand alone when the kohen is tamei, when our it to sit, then why should it be necessary to come on to it to sit? When the korban is a korban postal, and the Gemara says clearly, that's the shtickle Gemara that we've seen today, that when the korban is a korban postal, the man on a hutra b'sibur, we don't need ritzui tzitz, and the brisa will only be referring to a korban sibur where there is no din of hutra b'sibur. If it's duchuya b'sibur, then the hesher of this korban is only a korban kosher, the sir of the din of ritzui tzitz, duchuya b'sibur gets around with ritzui tzitz. How that works together is a shayla how the lomdas works together. But the greater kasha is, if I need to have ritzui tzitz to back up the din of duchuya b'sibur when the korban is possible, so how does it work when the kohen is tamei, when there is no din of ritzui tzitz? And afilochi, it works in duchuya b'sibur. The facts state all in Rashi. The havana, the lomdas is a shayla which many of the achrayim struggle to put together. And under the lomdas, perhaps we've discussed, Rabbi, next week we'll see you again.